When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Shopping just got a whole lot better with GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank gives you reward points when you shop, and points can be redeemed as cash with a simple tap in the GoTime Bank app. Not only does GoTime Bank offer interest rates 50 times higher than traditional banks, but it also provides 3 free bank transfers to other banks per week. With GoTime Bank, you can send, shop, and save with ease and confidence, knowing that your money is safe and secure. Download the GoTime Bank app today and open an account in less than 5 minutes. Visit www.gotime.com.ph for more details.
Podcast Network Asia.
For today's podcast episode, it's all about slowing down. Kasi diba, right now, it's more on the hustle or the hustle culture. Sobrang bilis ng face ng mga bagay-bagay. So, let's try to talk about or discuss yung slowing down and not giving in doon sa parang pag-rush ng mga bagay-bagay, because just society told us that ito na yung right time, we have to be this by the time na we hit 30 or 25, dapat you already have your car, yung mga ganun.
Yeah, I think because of, you know, how things are going so fast, especially with, you know, people are more exposed to social media. You see a lot of people from your peers or like, you know, friends, family who, in my case, you know, batchmates who are getting engaged, their careers are going there and that, you know, people traveling because of the things that they do, and being exposed to a lot of those social media things can add a lot of pressure to you. And no, that's something I tend to avoid, because personally, it's not that I want to slow down, but I think for me, it's more of going by my own pace. I don't want to feel pressured by, especially I'm at 28 right now, turning 29, and you know, people and or family are expecting, oh, kailan ka mag-retire? I'm like, wala pa ako doon. Like, I just kind of want to enjoy my youth at the moment. But parang hindi mo rin naman kasi masisisi. Especially when the culture or the norm ng mga panahon, like of our parents, you know, may expectation na when you're at this age,
that's true.
You have to be at this certain point in your career or in your life. Especially like my parents, nagkaanak sila like at a very early age. So parang, alam mo, they tend to compare na, oh, when I was your age, I was working like at a fast food restaurant, you know, trying to pay for bills. Mga ganun bagay.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I kind of try to look out for and be careful about, because the pressure of, you know, trying to chase after the pace of other people, it's not really healthy. It's not really helping you or anyone, because, you know, yes, a healthy comparison is nice, but you shouldn't really let it determine your life based on, like, if, like, I have a friend who's more successful, more career driven, or wherever he is in his life or her life. Parang, it shouldn't be something na parang, ah, oh, kailangan ko rin by next year, ganyan din ako. It's good to compare, but, you know, more of like to inspire you to move at, you know, at a healthier pace based on what you need or based on what you want. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. How about you?
That's very true, no? I could totally relate with you, because usually sabihin nila na, most especially for the parents, that they will say na, when I was your age, I already got married at age of 22, and then we bought a house, and so on and so forth. We had to sacrifice a lot of things. And for me, to be honest, I'm not in that kind of, I really don't want to do it, because why would I sacrifice something that I really love? Like, I love my life right now, so why would I sacrifice like buying a house or buying a car just because they told you na you're supposed to have it? And in the case of friends, I totally relate with you when you said na, especially in social media, na you could see most of your friends getting married or settling down or traveling. And here I am here in the Philippines working. You know, I have a regular 9-to-5 job and so on and so forth. And ito pa, like you will see a lot of younger people, younger than us, you know, were already traveling and they're just earning at the comfort of their own homes and they're not working a 9-to-5 job. It's more in freelancing and so on and so forth. So parang, that's true. The pressure is also there na, what if I do this? What if I do that? So sometimes you just really have to zoom out and focus on yourself and try to understand what are your values? What are your goals in life? Para ma-remind lang yung sarili mo na I have my own timeline, or not really a timeline, but I have my own path to begin with. So, yun. Another thing is that I feel like it's also very important to really surround yourself with people who are supportive of you, na won't pressure you na, oh, kailan ka mag-boyfriend, kailan ka mag-aasawa, kailan ka ikakasal. I'm like, I don't have those plans yet. So, parang, yeah, it's very important na the people who are surrounding you or the people around you are very supportive of you then. Yun. But I have a question for you pala. Do you feel the need to slow down right now in life? In your life?
I don't think so. Because career-wise, I'm kind of doing okay. But I kind of, on a more personal note, I feel like the team where I'm at right now doesn't vibe with what I aspire to, or it doesn't align with my values. So for me, my goals are just to, not in a sense to get promoted to be in a different team, but more on parang ganun na rin yung pwedeng patunguhan ko, because especially I know someone who's on the other side within our company then, who speaks very fondly of me, or kumbaga parang ina-advertise niya ako to other people within our company based on what I can do. So that's not necessarily me needing to slow down, but more on finding the right opportunities to be in a much healthier place, especially because my current team right now, they're all right, but there are some toxic parts of it. And like I said, some values that doesn't necessarily align with mine. And I kind of just want to get out of that whenever I can, just for the sake of my mental health. And if it's, you know, yung result na is me having to transfer to a different team, that for me, that's okay. So, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Ako naman kasi, I work in a fast-paced environment, and I chose to work in a fast-paced environment just because I wanted to. Kasi in my previous work, mga previous companies, they're okay. I love the team. I love the environment. It's just that for me, it's pretty slow. And I love it kapag fast-paced. Ngayon, the thing with fast-paced environment is that you really gotta keep up. Because again, it's a fast-paced environment. So what are those things na parang right now would bring you a sense of parang calmness or parang relaxation, aside from the one that you've shared earlier, yung airsoft?
In terms of work, I mean, I don't want to keep bringing it back to work.
it's
something that, you know, I'm constantly exposed, like from Mondays to Fridays. And it's good that you mentioned about your work being so fast paced, because it made me reflect about my type of work. Because for those who don't know, I am a designer and I am an artist. So that's something I think also correlates to my personality, where I like to take my time in terms of designing. I'm never really rushing to have a project finished, because I like to take care of my projects or the designs that I do. I like to put a lot of thought and effort to it and just make it the best possible output as possible, if that makes sense. So, sa you mentioned about yung sa outlet, this goes back to work, where I really enjoy having to work with people who I actually work with, because sometimes in my line of work, they just tell you to do these things, and then they're just kind of expecting you to do it without, it's very one-sided. And my previous projects, the people that I've worked with were more or less, we have back and forth some ideas, I could make suggestions, I'm more comfortable opening up some concepts that they might really like and something that I propose to them. And that's something that I really enjoy having to do with my work and not with the people who just, you know, expect you to do this and give you deadlines that they don't really ask you what you're more comfortable with. So yeah, I would say that would be it.
Now, since you've mentioned na yung parang we'll just give you that deadlines, tapos very last minute and rush, I'm curious. Kasi, di ba, I've mentioned na I work in a fast-paced environment and we also have a designer or in terms of like, we have the someone in creatives. Tapos, I'm just curious, how do you communicate that need to parang slow down to others na parang, hey, chill out, you're rushing things, I have to put more effort to it, like dito sa project na to, you know, just setting the boundaries or some boundaries to protect your time and energy.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a very interesting story about it, because like I mentioned, I was working on a very big project lately, and I think that was last January, that's when we started. So the project was handed over to me as requested by a project manager, because she really likes how I work and how our working relationship is. And then basically during our first meeting with me and my team, they decided to have a deadline that would be on the third week of January.
Say goodbye to long lines and banking headaches with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or Apple App Store and open your bank account in less than 5 minutes. All you need is an ID. Visit their official social media pages for more info or go to www.gotime.com.ph. It's go time!
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
And then when we were nearing that arbitrary deadline, it was talked about between me and the team again, like a week before the deadline. And then I wasn't really comfortable with it because to me, it was like, I've been working on this for 2 weeks because we've technically started on the 4th or 5th of January. So that would mean the first week of January, we didn't do anything major on the project. We didn't really start it on the project. So there was a bit of miscommunication where my expectations were that the third week that they were referencing on what would be like 3 weeks after the initial first meeting that we had. But to them, it was like on the 20th of January, which was a little bit too crunch time for me. And it was too abrupt and too sudden. And I wasn't really comfortable with having that kind of deadline because, like I've said, I've only been working on this for 2 weeks so far, and you're expecting me to send out the level one review immediately. And that's me working on the project from scratch. That means from new assets, new resources, new everything. And it wasn't really realistic to have that kind of deadline. So I actually reached out to my manager's manager, and I had to skip level and ask, like, I'm not really comfortable with this kind of deadline because to me, it feels so sudden. And then I voiced out like there might be just a miscommunication, and this is something that's not really healthy, because when my manager found out that I skipped level, he actually got mad that I did that. And like, yeah, it was very toxic, really, because, you know, I didn't understand. He kind of complained about like having to have a level of control.
Mm-hmm.
And he was upset that I didn't reach out to the team, or I didn't really ask them about it. But for me, because the way they work or the way they manage our project, it's like, again, it's just them declaring that this is your deadline, and they're not really asking you like, what's the deadline for you? What's more comfortable for you? And that's where I kind of really felt powerless in terms of the reason why I didn't ask them about it, because you decided for me. I didn't make this decision. And during that our call, you know, they told me, oh, this is your deadline, the 20th. So, you know, that's a big major red flag and like a really big issue. And nakainis mo parang nanggagaslight pa yung assistant manager. That was the annoying part. It's like parang nanggagaslight pa siya na sabi niya, master, ikaw yung nagplot ng tape na yan eh. Then, sa loob-loob ko, ikaw yung nagsabi sa akin maglagay nito eh. Bakit ako yung ano, bakit? So, because my finger was on the trigger, I'm responsible for it when you're the one who told me to shoot.
Yeah. I mean, it's not documented, basically. He just said it. And you will put
it. Yeah. Hey, I mean, it's hard, especially because there are some rush projects mm-hmm. for our team sometimes. And the way my manager handles it mostly is like collaboration work. You know, you're basically putting five people onto one project. And that's something that I've been vocal about, where I disagree with that kind of method, because we had a project one time where we were supposed to develop 10 videos that are 1 to 2 minutes in duration. And it basically has a template, excuse me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And so for context to those who are listening. So yeah, 10 videos, 1 to 2 minutes, and templated. And for some reason, my manager has thought about the best way of actually doing it is, you know, have five people work on the project. And for me, if I were to do it, like, I would say, yeah, I can do that in 2 or 3 days. And that's basically the same amount of time that five people who are responsible to do that task, that's when they, or rather, we finished, which was 3 days in total. So the efficiency or the, you know, the logic of it doesn't really make any sense, but at least in my line of work, that's basically how management does things, where collaboration work left and right. You know, if one guy needs some help, four other people's gonna jump in, maybe sometimes sacrifice their own projects to work on this because this guy doesn't have the time or resources to do it. Uh-huh. Like, if I were the employer, if I were like the boss, I'd start to question like, what am I paying these people for? Because basically I'm spending thousands and thousands of pesos for each individual designer. And they're just basically, you know, pouring all of that resources into one project most of the times. And that's not really, you know, cost efficient, at least in my opinion. I'm not an expert, but at least, I mean, who knows if you're someone who handles money, please let us know if that's something you agree with or if it's something you disagree with.
Yeah, and I think since you've mentioned earlier, just going back to what you've said, wherein you decided to inform your manager's manager because you already know that they will just shrug off that comment. I mean, yeah, that's really... I was about to say, why did you do that? I mean, you're supposed to tell your manager first, but then when you mention na, eh, kasi, di ba, that's how they work na.
Yeah.
When they mention something, that's it. That's fixed. I mean, they should also kind of listen because we don't want to compromise some other things, most especially if it's a big thing, right? Yeah. And then when you mentioned about your coworkers, like doing basically like everything, like parang pare-parehas na kayo under one project, it's like, well, what? Let's talk about growth, because I have a background, you know. I know that this Roel has been like working with these people for a very long time. Some of them, I guess, like,
for too long
na talaga than him doon sa company. And I feel like if it's something like that, tapos it's templated, basically something minor, I guess someone could really just take over it and, you know, others can work on other more important things like major projects. So, yeah, I would totally agree on you regarding that one. It's a very sad story.
Yeah, and this is something I've voiced out to them in the past. So that's why I actually skipped level to my manager's manager, because, you know, these people that I've talked to and I've voiced out these concerns, they can't help me anymore because, you know, for them, it's already been decided. And there's like, they're not really more or less open to my opinions, at least. And because I'm the only one voicing out these concerns within our team, and eh nga, parang inangyayari is like ako pa nagmumukhang masama with to them, and like okay, if you, is that something, you know, you view me by, but you know, you can't really deny the quality of work that I'm able to provide to you. And once I leave this team, like, I mean, sorry na lang, because you know, in terms of growth, me looking at yung management, it's kasi ano eh, yung other people in my team, they're okay naman. I mean, I'm not bashing all of them. But there are, of course, those people who are in a much more higher position who are actually more capable to make a change. Sila pa yung ayaw kumibo. So that's where the challenge lies. And again, like I mentioned earlier, if I ever do get an opportunity to transfer to a different team, that's where I feel like I'm gonna grow a whole lot more, because looking at my current team right now, it's a very sad dead end.
How about a different company?
I mean, I'm open to that.
So, yeah.
I want to see first kung hanggang saan yung ano yung promise sa akin ng other team.
Yeah, I hope we have an opening. I mean, it would be a pleasure to work with you. Anyway, kasi diba, I mean, regarding that comments, like, it's very important, I guess, for me to give feedback as well, not just agree on something. I mean, you're not just there to say yes and do the job. You're also paid to, you know, improve things, the processes, how the operations would work, right? I mean, they should also listen to those people in their team, kasi that would boost the morale of the team, unless your team na lang talaga would be, yeah, okay na yan. Okay na yan. Okay na yan. I mean, where's the growth?
Yeah, because, you know, bad managers or bad leadership, they always tend to surround themselves with yes men, so to speak. So, parang yun, yung wala ng oo na, okay, gawin mo to, yes sir, yes ma'am, parang ganun. It's not really healthy. And one thing I've noticed with my team, like, the fact that I'm the only one like voicing out concerns and not my other team members, it kind of says a lot about the culture, where some people might not be necessarily comfortable voicing out their opinions or their concerns to top management. Also, medyo makapal yung mukha ko, I mean. Kasi parang, if I'm going to work here, you know, at least parang make it in a way na hindi ako masistress, because it's a whole lot more stressful for me seeing all of these weird decisions or inefficient processes na parang tingin nila na ito na yun, this is it, ito na yung talagang the best that we can produce, when I can see like, oh, kaya pa natin simplify yan, you know, we can still tweak these things. And this is something I voiced out as well in the past with my manager, and then he told me na before you start changing the process, masterin mo muna yung current one. Like, I mean, there's some facts to it, but then again, if it's not perfect, I mean, no process is perfect naman, but you know, I see a lot of flaws with it. So parang, why would I master something that's, you know, imperfect or has a lot of holes in it? Parang, it's just a waste of time and energy for me. Kung meron naman ang naisip na parang a much easier things, yeah, that we can do it, parang, why not? Parang, why aren't you open to that
process
type of suggestion, di ba? Yeah. So parang, ayun nga, so given that hindi na nga really healthy or effective of me talking to my yung management sa work ko, and that's where parang I've decided to more or less slow down in terms of kasi parang hopeless na eh. So, hey, going back to the topic of slowing down, parang I'm wasting my time and energy with these people. I need to, you know, slow down and try to at least look at other avenues where, you know, I'm more appreciated by people who actually know what they're doing.
And I think the team, to be honest, I personally, I prefer whenever the team would argue and brainstorm and would parang pinpoint the things na I'm right because A, B, C, and, you know, it's a healthy conversation din. Nasistimulate yung mga brain cells natin, no? It's not because we've been doing this for a very long time, so this is how it will work. Ito na to. I mean, where's the innovation, right? If parang set in stone na lahat. It's good to actually have the SOPs, but you also have to revise the SOPs when needed and if it's no longer serves the purpose or parang it's no longer working anymore. And we found the, like, for example, we found the better way to do things, then let's do it. I mean, diba? To say, you gotta keep up. Hindi yung up until now, ang ginagamit mo pa rin is Excel. I mean, there's no harm in Excel. I mean, we love Excel. It's how it all started, diba? Pero, nasa digital era na tayo, and if you're stuck in just like using Excel and not exploring other options like Google Sheets or Tableau or other things pa, then, ayun, pag-iiwanan talaga tayo. Most importantly right now,
the views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.